Hey everyone, Mark here. In this final sidetrack of season one, Nicole and I talk about season one. We get to the bottom of which of the songs were our favorite, which moments were the funniest for us, the most heartfelt, what our deepest regrets are. You know, the typical healthy reflection after a year of hard work. All right, Nicole.
Mark.
We just did our last real episode. We've done mailbags. We've done sidetracks. This is our last sidetrack of season one. Tune in next week, everybody. If things go according to plan, there will be an episode that starts season two. But we are doing a season one wrap-up podcast.
Wrap-up podcast.
Wrap-up podcast?
Up.
It's a lot of p.
Podcast.
Okay, so this originally started out as, hey, Nicole, should we like rank the songs?
Ugh.
And yeah, that's what she said. She said, ugh. Yeah, it's kind of like, but what I think we should do is talk about the highlights. Let's do highlights.
Okay, cool.
So should we just jump in?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I have printed out a list of all the songs, so nobody's forgetting anything. But don't worry, folks. We are not reading you a list.
No, thank goodness for Mark for over-prepping.
Over-prepping as always, right? This one was easy, just some copy-pasting. I want to start with, what is your favorite song that we covered in an episode?
Not my favorite podcast, but the favorite song.
I don't want to do favorite podcast episode. I would rather the listeners write in and tell it. Everybody's going to have their own favorite podcast because sometimes you love the song, but the music theory was boring. Mm. You hate the song, but the psychology was brilliant. Which of these songs is your favorite? But before you answer, I want to guess what yours is, and I want you to guess what mine is before we answer.
Sure.
What do you think my favorite?
I think it's between two.
Okay.
I think Incubus's Stellar is one of your favorite songs on this list.
Okay.
And then also, I'm guessing the Spandau Ballet True is one of your favorite songs on this list.
Spandau Ballet True was in the top five.
Oh, top five. Okay.
So I had three favorites that I circled as, I think these are my three favorites. One of them is indeed Incubus's Stellar.
Yeah.
Good job. Spandau Ballet was up there, but Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Right, yeah.
And Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence.
Sure.
And I think I settled on Depeche Mode's Enjoy the Silence. And the crazy thing is I looked up this, look, we are the age we are who we are. This podcast has a lot of 90s and 2000s music.
Right.
Not that much 80s. And like all of my favorites, except for Incubus,
were
80s.
Well, you love 80s pop music. That's like your whole jam.
But for some reason, I didn't want to keep going to the podcast well. So quite insightful. I don't have many finalists, but I have two that I think could be yours. One is The Crossroads by Bone Thugs. One is Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Am I close on either of those?
You're close. Like, The Crossroads is definitely probably my favorite song on this list, for sure.
So did I actually get it?
Yeah, I think you got it.
Were there other runner-ups?
Yeah, I like TLC generally, so Baby, Baby, Baby is great for me.
I think
me.
If it had been a different TLC song, you would have definitely chosen it.
And then I think Undone, the Sweater Song for Weezer.
Okay.
But it's tough because also Long Train Runnin' from the Doobie Brothers is a great, great, great song. I mean, that's iconic. So The Crossroads is for sure great. And also, I have so many. Ace of Base, The Sign is a great song too.
How could we forget?
But The Crossroads hits so many notes for me as a song. Get it? Because of notes. It hits so many notes.
Because it's a song with notes?
Yeah, because, Mark, I don't know if you knew, but songs have notes in it.
I don't know if that pun is too good or not good enough.
And
it's
together,
both.
All the notes make up a myriad of sound called music.
Music. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Okay. So I just love that. And then also, like, Bone Thugs is just, like, kind of hilarious. Like, their names are great. Like, the more I learned about Bone Thugs,
you got a lot of mileage out of Wishbone in that episode.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Do we want to say, look, we only pick songs we like.
Yes.
Do we want to say
least
personal least favorites or do we not want to say?
Yeah, I'll say personal least favorite.
Because I think I know what yours is.
I don't even know what mine is, but you know me pretty well.
I think it's Hotline Bling.
Well,
and
I
don't know that it's because of the song. I think it's because
the whole vibe.
The whole vibe
is off.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I think Hotline Bling is in my lower level. I really didn't love that Billie Eilish song, Bury a Friend, even though I like Billie Eilish and I like what we talked about. It's just not
too creepy
like,
for you.
Yeah, I generally like creepy stuff, but I just don't think that song is representative enough of her. And I like her. I like them a lot. So that's something I didn't really love. And also controversial, I don't really love Dua Lipa's Levitating as a song. Like, I'm just kind of over it. Like, it's just kind of played out for me. But I like what we talked about in that, like, modular melodies and personality traits. It was cool. The conversation was great, but it wasn't my favorite song that we talked about.
You're getting over. You're a little over the Four on the Floor disco beats. Well, all right. Do you, any guesses what my least favorite? And to be clear, I actually do legitimately like every single song.
Like,
so
all of them.
What is my least favorite? Any guesses?
I'm going to guess, and this is just for logistical reasons, that the Bruno Mars song we did, Grenade, because that was kind of like throughout this whole...
Because it took two tries to do the
episode. It took a lot to record, and it was like the monkey on your back for a while. Of like, we have to get this right. And I think that if you looked at that at this list, you'd be like, oh, Grenade.
So that's actually... I hadn't thought of that, but I feel like maybe you've convinced me, because of all these songs, like, maybe because... Reminder, listeners, that was our first episode. It failed. It was like a couple months before we tried it again to record it. So it did feel like every time we meet, hey, can we record Grenade? No. Hey, can we record Grenade? No, not enough time. And it was this monkey on my back. Mm-hmm. So I have to say it maybe is the song out of all of these that I want to listen to again the least.
Well, I feel like if I heard, I've been making, as we've been recording, a Spotify playlist of all the songs, and I'll publish it in our socials so people can check it out. But I feel like if you were listening to that playlist, you would skip Grenade over it.
Because I'm over it. Even though we didn't talk about it that much. We talked about it twice. But that, by the way, playlist, if listeners feeling ambitious, if you check the show notes, the description of every episode, I've listed all the songs we play in the episode. So not just the main song, but like all the other Bruno Mars songs. Someone wants to make a playlist for that.
That would be
great. I'm not saying anybody... should, but you could.
Because so, I'm not going to.
Because you're not going to. I was going to say Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Oh,
I don't dislike that song, but it's sort of, it's not quite up to the, I don't love it quite as much as the other songs, but I feel like the Grenade is the correct answer, because I would jam to Can't Get You Out of My Head. And I love Bruno Mars, but there is sort of a weird...
We ruined it for you.
I need that episode to broadcast, or I need that episode to get published, and us to get positive comments because of it.
Yeah.
To then
close,
I'll be like,
the loop.
Oh, close the loop. And then I'll have closure. I'll be like, okay, I can heal now.
Yeah.
I like that song. Cause I do like that song. I always have.
Yeah. It's just, that's how I feel.
So why don't we do favorite, and I'm not going to try to guess yours.
Okay.
Favorite psychological topic in an episode.
I mean, I love talking about sleep and dreaming and nightmares. I mean, that's something I like to talk about.
The Billie Eilish episode.
Billie Eilish, we also talked about it
a little bit.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I just like talking about that. I like anything involving like the limbic system and like how sleep and dreaming and fear and fear response. I just am really interested in that and those like brain substrates.
Nice.
That brain substrate vibe. So I'm really into that right now. But if anyone that knows me personally knows that I'm most interested in the thing I'm talking about right in that moment, or the thing I'm about to talk about.
And that was a pretty recent episode.
Yeah, that was a pretty recent episode.
Funny.
But like, that's usually how it works for me. Like, I'm most excited about the thing I'm currently doing.
I think that's the best way to lead your life.
Yeah, me too.
All right, obviously. I got three finalists.
Okay, what's up?
And I'll save the one that I chose for the end.
Okay.
The Dua Lipa episode, the personality traits one. I thought that was a really fun conversation.
Yeah, that was cool.
The Kylie Minogue, even though the Can't Get You Out of My Head isn't one of my favorite songs, the conversation about intrusive thoughts was really, really fascinating. But the winner for me was the Lizzo episode when we talked about cognitive biases.
Yeah.
Talking about, because like we talked about the one that related to the song specifically and confirmation bias, I think.
Yep.
But before we even went into it, you like, here's a few of these fascinating. And it's just, I don't know, I eat that stuff up. I thought that was great. What about music or songwriting topics? Which of those? And I could start if you don't want to, but I made the list, so I've thought maybe more about it. So either way, which of your music theory or songwriting or music related topics was your favorite?
I really liked, well, honestly, they were my favorite because they were most accessible to me.
Hmm.
Like a lot of topics we covered, like, you know, when we talked about set theory.
So set theory Nirvana episode.
I was interested, but I was like doing math for that one.
Right.
And I was, when I signed up for this podcast, I was explicitly promised no math.
Look, I was drawing clocks on the back of a page for that episode.
So I really liked the topics I could connect to. Mm. And for me, it was a lot about like the, when we talked about radio edits, thinking about Third Eye Blind and Semi-Charmed Life and the social permissions around like who gets to be a fan of something. I thought that that was really cool. I really liked the T-Pain auto-tune episode.
Both ones with no music theory or anything.
Well, that's it. Like, I enjoy learning about the music theory, but the things that stand out to me are, I like the contextual stuff is cool for me. In terms of music theory, I really have to say I liked the Incubus episode when we talked about Unclear Meter.
Yeah.
Because I learned that I was great at counting music. And I like doing things I'm good at generally, so.
Totally. Though, in the Green Day episode, we learned that you have really good relative pitch. Almost so that's the other one. Almost perfect.
Almost
you,
perfect
you pitch. You have imperfect pitch.
Well, yeah.
All right, my favorites. I have three and I'll do the winner last. So the first one, Spandau Ballet, true.
Loves
we talked about dissonant notes being certain high notes being dissonant and they're the most emotional notes. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
TLC, we talked about ambiguous key. What key is this song in? It's another one of my quests, my investigations, right?
It loves a quest.
Maybe we should just play Zelda.
Yes.
But the winner for me are Neon Trees, Everybody Talks episode. I love that one because I was talking about chords. I was talking about melody. I was talking about rhythm. I was talking all of it about building up tension. And I feel like that, I mean, I use that song sometimes in class because it's so effective at packaging so many simple ideas to make such a powerful little punch. Favorite sidetrack. But first, I want to guess what I think your favorite sidetrack. Okay. And I don't mean a distraction in the episode. I mean one that actually got spun off into its own sidetrack episode. Whether it's a planned one, like our cover songs one, or a we're in the middle of another conversation one about
or
Left Eye from TLC.
Yeah, or like we record an episode and it's 2 hours long and that can't happen.
So yeah, that cannot happen.
Frankenstein it together.
Okay. First, let's guess each other's first. I'll go first. You've been going first. Maybe I'm too influenced by your previous comment, but I feel like the lucid dreaming one
would be mine.
Would be maybe one of your favorites or possibly, I mean, the concert one you...
I liked that.
That's recency bias and you asked us to do it. And maybe the one where you rant against California. I don't know. What do you?
It's so funny because I don't even remember that.
That's like, because that was just a part of listeners. Sometimes I just cut them out and I go, this is a sidetrack. It was in the Miley Cyrus episode.
Oh.
You don't remember having the conversation because you were in a dissociative fugue state talking about LA versus Boston. And I'm like, yoink, this is its own episode. Am I close or any of those?
No, you're off.
So you know, I really don't know on this one. So
I have three for me. And then I picked out three for you, too.
Cool.
My top three in rank order. So the third was the gendered musical instruments. I thought that was a really fun exploration.
Okay.
I really liked, you know, I'm not sure if you've made the decision to air it or not, about Michael Jackson and problematic artists. I think that was a good conversation.
It was a good conversation. That is a real sidetrack.
Good,
yeah.
I'm glad.
When we recorded that, everybody, we didn't know if it was just us talking through
like
our demons.
Processing or,
Or if it would air.
I'm glad, because I think
it's out there.
Important conversation to have. But my favorite one was the sidetrack from Bone Thugs and Harmony about grief and like processing grief. Because I think that it's something that I've worked around a lot personally of how to quantify grief and process it and be okay with it. And I think that if anything we've done here, that's a little bit of content that I'm most proud of because I think it could help someone else going through a grief period. And I am generally pretty into
that. And help them with something important, not
something important.
How to analyze Nirvana.
Right, which I think is important too, but important from like an intrapersonal way. Can I say what I think yours are?
Yes.
I think yours are in no order. The weirder instruments in pop music.
Okay.
I think when you first played for me the Nevermind the Music theme songs, I think you'll like that because I know that you put a lot of your heart and soul into writing that music and for you to share your music with other people is very important to you as a human. And I support you in that. But I think your favorite was the Dream Hydra episode where you deep dove into your band.
My band, my old band Dream Hydra. Check out those episodes, please.
They're great.
You are correct on one of them.
Okay.
One of my top three is the weird instruments in pop.
Sure.
As much as I talk about in that episode, those episodes, how we should celebrate You know, yes, it's vain to play my old Los Angeles based progressive pop rock band from the early 2000s, but we should celebrate it. It's still pretty darn uncomfortable for me to play music for a person, even somebody I trust, that is then going to be played to however many people listen to this podcast. So no, those episodes are not, the Never Mind the Music theme song is not my favorite, because I have to sit and watch someone and read their face and go, she's saying nice things, but she hates it. She's saying nice things, but she hates it.
Having that run for you.
Dude, it's vulnerable, right?
It's great.
I play my own music in my songwriting class, not to self-aggrandize, but to say, you all are going to have to do this to me. It's only fair that I do it to
That's
you.
That's like a good teacher.
And it's not like you're showing me anything, right? So it's this one-sided thing. So I like those episodes. Those episodes are a little uncomfortable for me. So the other two, the one where we talked about authenticity in class and how to bring up and talk about tough topics, that's one that's helpful for me, kind of, right? Cool. And then lastly, it's the gendered musical instrument, the manly instruments and girly instruments.
Yeah,
and I knew that's one of the best ones, but I didn't want to just say the same ones as me that I liked for you.
Yeah.
Like, of course, that's one that you would like.
I really like talking about high school music teachers, and like, that was fun too.
So on that note, what is the, and if we retread some of these, that's okay.
Okay.
We recycle them. What is your favorite lighthearted or funny moment in this podcast, season one?
I don't really know. It's hard to think back. I have a really hard time listening back to what we recorded. So you are much more familiar with
listening and editing it all, right? And I'm going, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's not. Let's cut it.
So right? I think this whole experience has been really like lighthearted and fun. I think when we jab at each other has been kind of fun, just because that's the nature of our relationship. But I can't really pinpoint one. I'm not as familiar with it as you are. Like, once I record it, I'm kind of done thinking about it. And
you haven't heard these necessarily between the time we record them until they air. You don't listen to them. Like, I have to listen to it over and over again and scrub over the same dialogue.
I have the luxury to not listen to them.
To not hear our voices over and over again.
What's yours?
Okay, so no answer from you.
No, I don't have an answer.
It's one of our first episodes, Ace of Base episode. I mentioned the band Motorhead.
Okay.
And your brain goes to Night Ranger, Motorhead, instead of the speed metal band. And
even
that
in
money,
my head just now, like that's what I sang in my head.
That's right. It's not Ace of Spades by the metal band Motorhead. And there's something about that when that happened, I was like, this has to be one of our first episodes. I know we recorded it early on, but it had to be one of the initial drops, because it's just it's so relatable. That moment was so funny, but also so like, and I'm sorry, it's kind of me making fun of you a little bit, because
mind.
I'm like aghast at how you, but like, obviously Motorhead is pretty esoteric. Not everybody knows who that is.
Yes.
But it's so relatable, that moment.
Yeah.
Right. And so
I do think when we talked about the Doobie Brothers, and I really thought that they were brothers.
Tom Doobie.
I understand.
Thomas and James Doobie.
I didn't like know that they weren't brothers, which is embarrassing.
Yeah. No, that's pretty
There's
funny.
There's a lot I've learned that's been embarrassing. Like, I should have known.
Right.
Like, Stevie Wonder was blind. Who knew?
No, really?
Obviously.
All right. I'm not editing anything. I'm done editing, everybody. I've done enough season. Okay, best serious or deep moment. I'm going to just say mine, because you already spoiled it. Like, for me as a listener, the sidetrack on grief.
Yeah.
And the reason being, look, I try to be a good listener. I think that makes me a good teacher. I think it makes me a good husband and a good parent. But at the end of the day, we're on mic, and I have to be thinking about what I'm about to say every time we talk about anything, because I have to not have too much dead air time, right? I have not experienced the tragedy you have in life. And so
that's a strong word, tragedy. But yeah, maybe things have happened.
Look, I haven't experienced the loss that you have. We're talking about grief. I haven't experienced the death of loved ones that you have. If I can say that, I can edit that out if you want me to, but
no, it's okay.
And so I had to sit and listen and learn a lot. And no, look, and of course I'm a human being who lives on this mortal coil with the rest of you. I've experienced loss in my life, but not, was the term out of time?
Not off time
losses, not the loss of someone that it was much before their time. And so I had to really listen to what you were saying and not worry about what I was about to say. Cause listeners, that sidetracks early in the season. If you haven't listened to it, check it out. I don't talk much, which is probably part of what makes it so good for Nicole. I just had to listen. And for all the serious moments, you know, we talked about stuff and like, you know, intrusive thoughts. I talked about some stuff there. We talked about depression and stuff, but again, I didn't feel like I had to respond. I just could kind of hear you. And I think that was good for me.
Cool. Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Do you have any answer for deep moments?
I think deep moments. I mean, serious moments. I'll go back to that problematic artist sidetrack because I think we were hesitant if we were going to press record on that conversation. Mm. And I remember saying, no, we should. Let's just like get it on, on tape. Let's just record it and see if there's anything there. And I think it was a great conversation to have because I know for you specifically around people like Michael Jackson, you have like a conflict or a struggle.
It's an uncomfortable conversation.
It's uncomfortable. And I think that it was important for you to say those things out loud. And I was kind of happy to kind of add some value and add some clarity and insight for you to help you come to land somewhere on that topic. Cause I know that that's something we went back and forth a lot. Like, should we even touch some of these artists?
Right. And we recorded the deliberation as to whether we should even talk about it. That's what that sidetrack starts with.
Yeah.
Is us even deciding whether we should talk about it.
And I think it's important to talk about hard things generally. And I think that, you know, the idea that you are capable of dichotomous thought as a evolved human, that you can hold two things at the same time and be comfortable and sit in that space of recognizing that there's flaws in that human, but merits to their music and period, right? Full stop. And I think that that's an interesting conversation to have. And I'd love to hear a listener's point of view on that to see how you feel about this idea, you know, can you still love someone's art if you don't like them as a person? And where do you land on that? So let us know.
Yeah.
Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass to Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come, baby, come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Come, baby, come, baby, baby,
come. All right, most off-topic sidetrack. And what I mean is, like, whether it could be a real sidetrack or it could be just a diversion, something that's the most disconnected that you remember being the most, how the heck did we get there?
I mean, the thing for me that I deep dived on the most was when we were talking about TLC and I just ranted about Left Eye and her demons for like 20 minutes.
Right. Which is, it's very on topic.
It's on topic, but like we didn't really touch it in terms of content of the root episode.
Right.
You can't talk about TLC and not talk about Left Eye.
That's right. Like, yeah.
And I think that that was the most indulgent for me because to prep for that episode, I watched every TLC documentary that I could find and really got into it. And it's just fascinating as a case study for sure. And for a bunch of different reasons. So I was really eager to like kind of unpack her as a subject.
Good one.
Yeah.
So I have two answers, one of which is a surprise to the listeners because it actually was cut from an episode.
Yeah.
There's at one point we ended up talking about the kids in your daughter's class that have a crush on her.
What?
See, you don't know because nobody knows it because it doesn't end.
What episode?
It's one of the later episodes.
Did I use his name?
I think you did use his name.
Oh, gosh.
And I decided, this episode's too long and I cut it. And it was it's actually a fascinating conversation, but episode was going a little too long. It's so unrelated, but also I was like, man, your daughter's going to be so mad at you in 5 years if she ever gets to listen to this podcast, which our kids aren't
how she's just
this.
Like, she was just, this kid had a crush on her. She's just completely uninterested.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
so we're having that. No. Anyways, but my actual answer for a real episode is the psychics thing.
Yeah.
Now I know it may not be a surprise to all of you, and it wasn't a surprise to you, Nicole, because you're like, oh, Dionne Warwick psychics? I didn't know anything about that. So the idea that we had an episode that I thought we were going to be talking about Burt Bacharach and rhythm and stuff, and then we've got a sidetrack the next week where we're talking about whether we believe in the paranormal. That was the most surprising thing. Most off topic, I would say, but not actually off topic, technically. All right.
Did we ever find out if Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach had an affair?
Oh, it's a good... Listeners probably are still writing in.
Okay,
but
good.
What I did find out is their relationship ended acrimoniously. Like, their partnership did not just, like, get celebrated and go off into the sunset. Like,
they broke up
as an artistic collaborative pair. So that does not mean they weren't an item.
Doesn't mean they weren't.
But it definitely doesn't mean it was a... Yeah, I don't know what that means. Maybe it doesn't matter, but that's what I did find
out.
Okay,
well,
that's something. It wasn't forever a match made in heaven, despite the music being great. Artist we should have covered. Biggest miss, or like an artist that like you were like, I wish we did an episode about them.
I have artists that I know a lot about and have been really formative to me that I would
Hozier.
Love. Well, we talk about Hozier every chance I get, but we never talked about any of his music. I'd love to cover more jam bands because I'm familiar with that world. I know you're not probably that much, but I'd love just, there's something there. There's something about jam bands. I feel like Fish and then the Trey Anastasio, and then Dave Matthews Band and Grateful Dead. I mean, that music has a piece of me somewhere. It's not my favorite genre, but I'm connected to it. And I wish we talked about that a little bit more. I wish we talked about more hip hop than we did. And I think that it's not just an artist, but just genres that we can get mostly pop music.
Yeah, we did mostly pop music. I even looked as someone who's mostly cut my teeth with rock.
Right.
We don't even have that much rock.
We don't.
It's a lot of pop. And we're chasing the famous songs. I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we could definitely do more hip hop. 100%.
Well, I just think that like, I'm always surprised when I talk to younger people, how little they know about classic hip hop and how they think like, Bad Bunny or what, or how they think like, I don't even know who would be like a current hip hop artist, like Drake or something, or Kanye. It's like they,
I mean,
all
those guys are even
somewhere.
Been around.
Right.
Right.
But these new like rappers, like Lil Yachty, like I don't even know who
is. Lil Nas X was one of the ones that I wish we had done an episode.
Yeah.
Like I think the thing is like folks, like I have to also figure out what my spiel is about.
Right.
As much as I want to do a Old Town Road episode, I need to sit down with Old Town Road and go, what's my topic here, right? But it feels like an important song from the last few years that we should do. But I think
all this to say, I wish that we, and I'm hopeful for future seasons, that we can branch out on genres a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. I think Despacito deserved an episode.
Sure.
And I've already got a topic.
Oof.
Just ran out of time. We ran out of weeks in the season.
And I do love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, the Biebs. You like?
I have Bieber fever. I mean, yeah. I feel like he said he's sorry and we can just move on.
Oh, I want to talk. We'll talk about, we probably should do a Justin Bieber episode, actually.
Yes.
He
just sold all his masters too. He's done.
Oh, I don't know anything. Okay, let's save it. Save it for next season, I guess. I think we should have done a Taylor Swift episode.
Sure.
I think we actually, listeners, when we were cooking this all up, we talked about some of those super artists like Taylor Swift or Beyonce. We sort of did Beyonce because we have the
Destiny's Child
song, but and the Beatles and stuff.
Yeah.
And
we made an active decision to not,
at least
cover
at first,
them.
Not because everybody else talks about them so much. What are we going to add? Right. But then the more we found our voice, same with the Beatles. I'm like, I could do a Beatles episode. I could do a Taylor Swift episode.
The thing about those artists though, is like, we're never going to be the ultimate fans. Like I love Taylor Swift.
And that's okay is what I've realized.
There's no way. I don't know every song in her catalog. It's a huge catalog. Like you love the Beatles more than most. You know more than most. And still there's someone out there that knows more than us.
Well, the Beatles is frustrating because I literally do know every song on my catalog, in their catalog, and still don't know enough.
Right.
Right.
But isn't that the beauty of music, that like you can keep learning and more and you'll never know an artist's true intention.
But what I've realized that the more we recorded, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, we can still say something about some of these super icons of titans of the industry.
Right. I can still say that Folklore is Taylor Swift's best album. And like, Swifties would agree.
And I think a lot of people would disagree, though.
All right, well.
But we'll talk about it. Save it for the pod. We already did talk about it a little bit when you talked about 1989 as covered by Bryan Adams.
Yeah, Bryan Adams. Cool.
What if Bryan Adams did a cover of... Did I already make that joke in the other...
Him in the waterfall, men tights?
No. Prince of Thieves.
Again.
Oh, with his butt? That's not Bryan Adams, though. That's...
No, but the song and then the music video.
Wait, is it the naked... What's his name?
Kevin Costner.
Is it the naked Kevin Costner butt scene with... Yes. Everything I do it for you?
It's like in the same ilk.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So episode you least want your mom or your boss or your kid to hear.
Well, the thing about my mom, I'm getting to a point that the statute of limitations is running its course for a lot of the stuff I did as a teenager that I don't think I can get in trouble anymore.
No jury would hang you now.
But yeah. Like when I talked about the concerts that I went to like my best concerts, and there was a reference to a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young concert that I got into suspiciously.
Yeah.
You know, my mom knows who I was with. She knows who I was hanging out with and still hang out with in that group. I don't really need her to know that. And then my boss, like, I don't know. I don't even want to say it, but I feel like such an imposter when it comes to everything that like, I feel like everything I say about psychology is wrong, even though I know it's not.
So whichever episode you accidentally say the word wrong or whatever, or cite the wrong source.
Or like, you know, say something wrong that was about psychology. I feel like everyone I work with is so much smarter than me in so many different ways.
They've already written in.
Sure. They've already like badmouthed me at the faculty meeting, and that's fine. But
what about your kid?
I don't have any secrets from my kid. There's nothing here that I've mentioned that I wouldn't be okay with her knowing about. I wish I didn't swear too much. And when I talked about the boy that had a crush on her.
Right. Well thank goodness you edited Mark that cut out. That out of the episode. Thanks, until Mark. I brought it back up in this one.
Oh, gosh.
All right. For me, the kid and the boss are the same one, which is, it's the low-hanging fruit. It's the semi-charmed life.
Oh, sure.
There's just so much swearing in that. And most of it's not me, but it's there.
Is it me? It's me.
It's more you. although I sing an F-bomb in that episode, which is not something I normally do.
Let your kids swear? You have a...
I don't let my kids swear. We've...
Oh. What about to music? If there's a daughter... swear in a song... Will you let her sing? Well, you let them
sing the
swears. Oh, right,
because my 7-year-old drops the N-word when she's listening
to... Not the N-word,
no, but like... They aren't listening to music with... Oh, I'm still...
You're still kids bopping.
We're not kids bopping. We've... Oh. Well, that's the same... Ooh, the episode that I don't want my kids to hear is also the episode where we talk smack about kids bop. That's funny. Semi-charmed life episode. No, we're not kids bopping. It's just, you know, if I'm listening to... The Beatles or Imagine Dragons. I mean, my son is older, so my son has been getting most of the tour of music, right?
Sure.
My daughter is old enough now that she's on her own tour, and we're doing Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Taylor Swift has a gradual and then very sudden onset of a lot of swearing.
Yes.
And she is... Hi, daughter. Maybe one day you'll listen to this. She is very uncomfortable with it.
Oh.
And we started using Apple Music, which shows the E's, and for explicit. And now she's just like, no, skip it, Dad, skip it. So like,
oh my gosh.
there are singles off
Tortured Poet,
off Tortured Poet
swears,
that
yeah.
literally,
but she has
she's
clean
never
versions
heard.
For everything.
There are clean versions, but those albums are harder to find, like on the services. So it's funny to see her kind of awareness of this happen and her discomfort with
my
it.
My kid's so the other way.
Right.
Because she recognizes that, like, you know, the new Sabrina Carpenter song, like, Little Sucker isn't a good line.
Yeah, it's got to be something else, right.
Is a better line.
Right.
And it has more power to it.
Right, and she recognizes a song like WAP has such power. No.
Were you with us when she was singing it over here at my friend's pool
and
she starts, like, singing WAP?
And okay, my kids have never heard that. Yeah. So I would say my mom... And my wife, the episode I wouldn't want them to hear, but they probably are going to hear it anyways. The sidetrack about intrusive thoughts, because I go through this part where I'm like, oh yeah, and remember when you were a new father, Mark, and you just had crazy impulses to like roll the stroller down the hill or open the car door or drive the car off the road.
Yes, everyone, the thing is, it's so normalizing because I'll bet you $200 they've had those
everybody.
Thoughts too.
Yeah, I know, sure, of course.
And it's so like humanizing to like say it out loud. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. What biggest surprise? So by this, I mean, and maybe I should go first to explain it.
Okay.
But either a song you like more, something you never thought you would learn, a discovery you made in doing this podcast, whether in the episode or even doing your own research.
Hmm.
Because I have one, and it's actually about my prep.
Okay.
Like, as much as I learn stuff from you, we have a whole episode about Ace of Base, the sign, changing from major to minor all the time.
Yep.
I decided I would wanted to do an episode about the sign by Ace of Base and about how it changes from major to minor. It's only in looking at that and going, oh, I should play some other Ace of Base songs that I realized all of
they
their
all do
hits do that.
Yeah.
And I realized, I believe it's the second episode in the season, but it was within our first 5 or 10 we recorded. So it was very early in our recording. Listeners, we baked a lot of these over the summer before they launched. And that's when I realized we had a good podcast.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, okay, I mean, I can't do that every episode, but if I can discover something that somehow is cohesive, it's almost like you're writing a paper and you like unlocked it and I solved the puzzle. And that moment was so surprising and joyful for me. And it happened by myself working at my computer.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that surprised me was, and I always knew it, but hearing you break down these concepts for me, and this sounds like so arrogant to say, but like, I kind of understand music. Like it, I didn't know the words.
Meaning you kind of already understood music.
Well, I understood it, but I didn't have the vocabulary. And now like I've learned a lot of the vocabulary, but I kind of get it. Like it wasn't like hard to understand. I just didn't know the right words to use, but like it makes sense in my brain. And I didn't expect that. I expected to be more confused, especially when we're talking about chords and count and meter and even set theory. I was like, I kind of get this. Like it just clicked for me in a way that was surprising for sure.
Good.
And also I was surprised and not surprised at the same time to learn how formulaic pop music is. That a lot of times bands would find a formula that works for them and just stick with that formula, you know?
Yeah.
And like, just go with that. Like Dua Lipa or Kylie Minogue or even Post Malone. Like,
and we're talking about the songs I thought were interesting.
I think they are interesting, but you know,
there's a lot out there that I'm not choosing that might be even more formulaic, right?
Right.
But
so
I don't think formulaic is all bad, by the way.
I
understand how it can be bad, but
People like and are comforted by the familiar. And I think that this reinforces that, what we did here. So,
all right. An episode that you might actually use in class, that you might actually send to your students, put on a syllabus and say, hey, for week 6, listen to episode 43 about Weezer or whatever.
I'm going to go back to the grief one. I think that the Paramore episode about the limbic system, Levitating about personality traits. There's a lot, actually. I think the sweater song, when we talked about depression, that content is something that could be applied to the classes I teach for sure, too.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you? I mean, these are all rooted in lectures for you, right?
Well, some of them actually are things that I do teach and I spun them off on episodes. Like I mentioned how my favorite music related nugget was from the Neon Trees episode. And that Neon Trees song is one I've already used in class. Most of these are not pre-existing classes.
And
there are probably
awesome
5 of them that
because
are.
Because your notes for every episode have been so cohesive that like you have lecture notes. I mean, this is, you've cooked a whole
That's
semester.
That's funny, yeah, because I put stuff in so I know to play the clips at the right
it's
place
great.
And stuff.
It's like you really set up future Mark for success in the classroom.
And that's true. But which one would I actually, I would say actually episode 1, the Paramore episode.
Yeah.
And the reason being is there's actually a few where I touch on this idea of motivic development. It comes up a little bit in the Kylie Minogue episode. It comes up a little bit in Post Malone. It comes up in also Dua Lipa. This idea of the melody transforming based on its pre-existing. Oh, it also comes up, of course, in our final full episode, the Nirvana episode.
Yeah.
And this idea is 2 things. It's kind of complicated and kind of hard to explain, but also so many of the real slam dunk examples are classical music. And so it's an important trick to know in songwriting, but finding like a little example here or there to teach my pop songwriting class is one thing, but that Paramore song, it is so all-encompassing in the entire song that it's such a great example of how to use something that maybe is this artsy-fartsy technique in a catchy pop rock song. And so I feel like that's the thing that I can't deliver in a regular old conversation in class.
Yeah.
We deliver in that episode.
That's cool.
What artist do you most hope would write in give us their feedback. Maybe talk about a song, correct us, get mad at us,
praise us, tell a story.
Oh
my gosh, I kind of hope.
Who do you want to hear from?
I want to hear from the Barbershop Quartet community.
Oh my God.
Because you've like, you've engaged them in a challenging way, like right in. And I want, I'd get into that. But like, honestly, I'm a fan of, I mean, if TLC wanted to write in, that'd be cool. If like Post Malone wanted to write in, he seems very cool. And I'd love to hang out with Austin. I'm just looking down the list. I think that that would be it. I'd like to hear from Drake. I'm sorry if I offended you. I don't mean to. But I'm not going to do like a whole Kendrick Lamar thing with you. But if I just let us know, maybe you're a nice guy. It just hit me weird. I don't know. What do you think? Who do you most want to hear from?
It's funny, by the way, speaking of Drake, like I you don't know this, but we recorded that episode right before the beef with Kendrick really blew up. So I put in a little, by the way, we know this is. But then I'm like literally at, because I was just like, you hadn't heard of the beef because it hadn't come to common as common for random college professors in Boston yet. Similarly, I didn't know about the whole inappropriate relationships with little kids thing, and that, or with tweens, and that has also come to the point that I am literally, this is my life now, everybody, the punk rock Mark. I'm assistant coaching a little league baseball game.
Yes.
And two of the 8-year-olds in the dugout, one of them mentions Drake. You know, he likes little kids, right? And I'm like, this has, if the 8-year-olds are talking about it,
yeah,
it's in the, so
it's in the lexicon.
I did not put a blurb saying, I know all the 8-year-olds know this too, but things have really, Drake's a moving target. We'll say that. That episode maybe not as evergreen as some of the others. So my answer would be Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Lizzo, we did touch on, there's some challenges there too, but I want her to write in and talk about the music major thing. That's
yeah,
the one.
Cool.
We talked about a few music majors in this
who
season.
Was it? Lizzo was Kylie Minogue, or who else? There was another one.
Dionne Warwick. I remember.
Yeah, that's who it was.
I think there might have been one more, but I can't remember really. But Lizzo was a full-on, got her degree, did not drop out because she became famous. And I've never really heard her talk about that. I want her to talk. Did she hate music theory?
Yeah.
Did she like it? What was it like studying classical flute? Because so many people who study classical flute don't go on to become professional flutists. She went on to become a vocalist, producer, rapper. So like, and flutist.
Yeah.
Flautist.
Way
flautist,
to go.
Sorry,
I was
fart,
gonna
flautist.
Correct you.
So like, that's the person I most want to talk to.
And I think that, you know, Lizzo's had a couple of, maybe a year or so now, of being in the spotlight for being like kind of controversial in some ways. But I still really respect her and really like her. And, you know, we're all flawed and we can all grow. And I think that Lizzo's like on a journey, and it's her journey to hold. And she's so talented that I would love for her to, I mean, obviously it would be amazing. Like, I'm like, Lizzo, feel like this is a safe space.
Next time you're in Boston, come to my basement. We'll talk.
It's
we'll have
great.
You on mic in person.
Yes.
I hope that episode remains evergreen as does this one. Nicole, this has been a fun first season.
This has been a really fun first season. I'm excited for more.
See you next week in the future when we start season 2.
Yeah, some other time.
All right. Never Mind the Music is hosted by me, Mark Papany, and Nicole Vatcher. I also produce the podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and a review.
Let us know what you think on social media. We're Never Music Pod on all major platforms. Mark, why are we not Never Mind the Music? That would make way more sense.
Never Mind the Music is one or two characters too long for X. Cannot have an X handle that's over 15. I think it's 16 or 17 characters. And Never Mind Music, already taken. Shout out to whoever Never Mind Music is.
I hope you're doing great things. You can email us, I guess, at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. And every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we'll answer all of your burning questions. So if you have any questions about our Twitter handle or X handle, let us know. Thanks for listening.